B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because... what were you thinking about this morning?
I was thinking about being rich and how nice that would be. Mega Millions. I will be buying a ticket today so that I don't forget tomorrow. Nobody won Tuesday night. It is now $630 million. Christy, if you're listening, I know that you are. If you want to make a trip right now, go for it. We should all, you know, you and I should try to win, you know. So I was thinking about being rich. Now, I want to have some fun with this today because I woke up this morning thinking about it. We always talk about if I won the lottery, I would do this. I would buy myself a new car. I would buy myself a new house. I would help pay off debts for the people that I love, all that kind of stuff. If I won the lottery, I would like to donate money to, you know, causes, all that kind of stuff. $630 million, you can give 10 grand somewhere, right? And you still have a lot of money left over. But you know what we never talk about, Tom?
What's
when
that?
It comes to winning the lottery? What's the petty thing you'll do? Because there's no way, hey, even the nicest man in the world wouldn't think about doing something petty if they got $630 million. And I kind of want to have fun with that today at 610-632-0975. Is the petty thing you would do? If I won the lottery, I would make investments to try to make more money so that my family's family's family down the road will always be set up for life. I would like to do that kind of stuff. I would buy myself a nice car, even though my man Carlos, the Honda Civic that I bought a couple of years ago, that's a 2013 Honda Civic, has treated me with love and care over these years. Named after Carlos Ruiz, of course. C Civic, Carlos, you know, it worked out. Listen, I would like a nicer car than you, Mr. Honda Civic. I hope you're not listening. But there's got to be something petty that you would do. Now, I don't know what it would be yet. I would have to really think about this. Like, I'm not going to make somebody's life a living hell. I just got $630 million. If anything, I'm going to disappear before I make somebody's life a living hell. But there's got to be something petty that you would do, Tom, if you had that kind of money. Does anything come to your mind?
I mean, there's a ton of good ones, and I'm sure there's a ton of great answers out there. I feel like there'd be answers about ex-girlfriends, like build an amusement park next to an ex's house or something like that. So they always have to deal with it. I, thinking Philly sports always first, I think I would buy the entire home plate, behind home plate section of the Mets stadium.
Okay.
Buy it out, all the tickets. So it constantly looks empty there at all times on television. I feel like I would do that.
Oh, so you do full season tickets.
So every time the Mets are on TV, it is empty behind the plate. Just so people think that nobody comes to the Mets games. Like something like that. I feel like something petty, or like behind the Celtics bench.
Yes.
Or just the view of the television camera.
And it's all those seats out. Or would you do all Sixers fans? Like, would you also donate? Because you already
bought
the, you already bought the tickets, so you might as well give a lot of people that don't get to go to games often.
That's a great idea.
The seats. And so now it's a sea of red, white, and blue for, you know, at Citi Field, but it's Philly's colors.
It's Mets Giants.
Or you do the entire lower bowl in Dallas.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of Eagles fans that have taken over.
That's what I would do with that kind of money. I feel like that'd be a great petty way.
I want to hear from you at 610-632-0975. And don't give me the whole, oh, I would help people of need. You will. And you should if you had $630 million if you won the Mega Millions. You should. It is your duty to do something nice for society. But there has to be at least one petty move you would do. A couple that have came in right away because we all have petty bones in our body. My man Jared said he would drop a crap on his boss's desk and give him the $50,000 to clean it up. That's a great move. Evan Chaney checks in. He would have a marching band follow his ex-girlfriend everywhere she goes for 5 years. That is a great move. So what is that petty move that you would make if you had $630 million? In your pocket. Tom, your morning thoughts.
Also, real quick, $50,000. That is an expensive crap. That's a lot of money for that. But regardless.
Hey, maybe he ate hot food. I had spicy food the day before. Who knows?
So I saw, I just got an update earlier this morning about the Giants potentially bringing back their dark helmets they're going to wear for one Thursday night game or something like that. And I just get another one now from Ari Myrov. The Cowboys will be bringing back their classic throwback jersey helmet combo for Thanksgiving this season against the Giants. The Sixers always have some new uniforms that they're bringing back. We all want the, you know, early 2000 black Sixers jerseys back. Those are the best. Kelly Green may be making a comeback.
Yes.
Can we finally, like, sports are all about making money, right? The NFL is all about making money. MLB. NBA. Oh, yeah. It's all definitely about making money. Can we stop with the restrictions on jerseys, on helmets,
yes,
on cleats you can wear?
Oh,
can we stop with that finally? And just like, if the Eagles want to bring back Kelly Green and they think of it week 10 in the season, they should be able to just print the jerseys, have everything out, and wear it the next week. Like, I get there's contracts. I get there's, you know, hoops you have to jump through. But this is simple. This, or should be simple. It's 2022. If they want to introduce a new jersey, think of it week 8. Think of it 2 weeks into the Sixers season. They should be able to implement it the next day, the next week. It shouldn't be this complicated. Us, yes, as Sixers, us as sports fans, want to buy new stuff. Love when new things are created. Love when new things come out. We want to rock the Spectrum jersey. How quick did you buy that stuff, right, when it came out? It shouldn't be this difficult. If you think of a new jersey, it should be out the next week. Why are we making this complicated?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It is really weird. I hate it. I get that you have deals, like you said, with different companies and different brands, but some of it's just stupid. Like, who was the running back? I think he was a running back for the Steelers. And during the month of October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness, yes, Month. And they you know, wear pink and stuff like that. You see it in baseball. His mom, I forget the guy's name. I think he was on the Steelers.
Was it definitely the Steelers or no?
It might not have been the Steelers.
I'll try.
I feel like it was, but I'm not 100% sure. And he continued wearing the pink laces after the month of October. And he got fined for it because it didn't go with the team colors. And I don't even think the team fined him. It was the league fined him. And I'm like, are you serious? My man's wearing pink laces to, you know, for breast cancer awareness. Not that the pink laces are literally saving lives, but he's doing it because his mom had it, and he's doing it, you know, to pay homage to her, and they find it. Like, that's stupid.
It's so dumb. Let these players wear whatever they want to wear. Who cares? Unless it's a hazard to them or someone on the field, who cares if someone wants to... If Bryce Harper wants to use a pink bat the entire season,
yeah, let me use
he
pink
should
bat.
Be able to, man. Like, why not? I just think we complicate things too much, and these leagues complicate things too much. But, hey, it's an opportunity to make money. Why should it be this difficult?
Jeff McPeak, D'Angelo Williams. I believe you're correct, Jeff. That D'Angelo Williams was the one that did the pink cleats, and he got in trouble for it, which is just stupid. All right, that's Morning Thoughts. Thank you, Tom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.